Last time we looked at what the at God's covenant with Abraham and what it is.
上一次我们看到神与亚伯拉罕的约和这个约到底包含什么？
Now this promise that God gave with Abraham is one of the central promises of Scripture.
这个约是在圣经中非常重要的一部分。
It is one of the most significant things that God did until the coming of Jesus that shows God's pattern of how He works in history.
在耶稣来之前，这是神与人立了一个非常非常重要的约，显示了人应该怎样敬拜神。
So this is quite a large subject to talk about.
这是一个非常重要的一个讨论的题目。
So last time we talked primarily about what the Abrahamic covenant is. Now I want to talk about the impact or the effect of that covenant, what it did.
上次我们主要讨论了这个约的内容，这次我们将会讨论这个约的影响。
We have been looking at God, at the pattern of history, how God works in history.
我们已经看了历史的一些模式，这些模式是怎么样子的在历史当中。
Now, we're not looking at history simply so we can gain lessons about what happened a long time ago.
我们回顾历史，并不是要看历史当中发生了什么事情，从中得到一些知识而已。
Rather, by tracing God's hand through history, we can find out more about how God works today and about how God has formed our world to be the way it is today.
我们回顾历史是要看神在人类历史长河中是怎样做工的，还有这些工到底对我们今天的影响是什么。
So as we go through each age of history, we're asking questions about it.
我们看每一个历史时代，我们都要问问题。
God's continuing purpose through history is that He will be worshipped.
在历史长河的每一个时期，神都会向人显示应该他怎样被敬拜。
That is an underlying constant of every age.
这是在每一个时代的一个隐藏的一个事情。
And so at different points, God has given different instructions for the same goal, that God would be worshipped.
在不同的时代，神都会给人一个目标，就是神应该怎样被敬拜。
And so we simply ask, how was God worshipped during this time? What specific instructions did God give so that He could be worshipped in the world?
所以我们要问，到底在这个时期，神应该怎样被敬拜？到底人是怎样敬拜的？
For all of time and for everywhere, God is King over all.
在世界每一个角落，神都是最高的，那也是全世界的一个王。
And because God is King, He gives people tasks or responsibilities.
因为神是王，所以他给人类一些责任。
And as each age progresses, God gives responsibilities to people. So we want to ask, what responsibilities did God give to humanity during this time?
随着时代的发展，神给人的责任也可能会变化，所以我们要看这些责任到底是什么。
Now, of course, that also carries with it how did man fulfill those responsibilities?
当然，同时我们要问，到底人类是怎样履行这些职责的？
And normally, we also look at how did God change things when He changed history?
当然，同时我们要问，到底神是怎样有些改变，随着这些历史的变化。
Today, however, we won't be making a description of the next age, so that question doesn't apply this morning or this afternoon.
今天我们会来讨论下面的一些问题，就是将来的时代，我们会集中精力，我们今天要讨论的问题。
But we will be asking about the worship of God.
但是我们会问神对神的敬拜是怎么样的，怎么回事？
And we are looking at God's promises. So we want to see, how did God then keep the promise that he made with Abraham?
我们会问神的应许，神是怎样持守他的应许的？
So, the story so far.
到目前为止的这些故事，
we saw last time that the knowledge and worship of the true God was in the process of being abandoned by every nation on earth.
上一次我们已经回顾了，在历史长河中有很多的国家，可以说是万国渐渐放弃了对神的认识。
Now, God had allowed that to happen, but he would not allow the knowledge of God to be totally removed from the earth.
神允许这样的事情发生了，但是他却不允许他的知识、他的知识、他对他的认识完全从地球上消失。
So, for the good of all mankind, God chose to bless just one man in a unique and special way, more than other people.
为了人类的好处，神拣选亚伯拉罕以特殊的方式来祝福他。
He did this not for Abraham alone, but for the good of the whole world.
他这样做并不是只是为了亚伯拉罕，而是为了整个人类。
Now God blessed Abraham with a covenant, and that covenant had three parts to it.
神祝福了亚伯拉罕与他立的约，这个约有三个部分。
He promised the elderly, childless Abraham that Abraham would have a multitude of descendants that would be a great nation.
他承诺了亚伯拉罕，在他年老还没有孩子的时候，说他会有众多的子孙。
He promised Abraham that he would give the land of Canaan to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
他应许他会给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙迦南之地。
And he promised that he would greatly bless Abraham.
他说他会极大地祝福亚伯拉罕。
And that this blessing would not be for Abraham alone, but would eventually flow to the entire world.
这个祝福并不会只限于亚伯拉罕，而是会流向整个人类。
So we want to trace that threefold blessing and see how it impacted the world.
所以我们要了解这三方面的祝福，看这三方面的祝福是怎样影响整个人类的。
And so we will want to look at the worship of God during the age of promise.
我们要了解在这个应许的时代，神是怎样被敬拜的。
And we will want to look at how God's covenant with Abraham has already been fulfilled.
我们也要看亚伯拉罕之约是怎样已经被实现的。
And how even some of it will be fulfilled in the future.
有一些也会在将来来实现。
So first we look at the worship of God.
首先我们来看对神的敬拜。
And I call this the worship of the God of Abraham.
我称这是对亚伯拉罕神的敬拜。
I have already said that God being worshipped is a constant throughout history.
我已经说过，对神的敬拜是持续不断的一个事情。
From the beginning of time to the end, God is to be worshipped.
自从有时间，自始至终，神都应该被敬拜的。
But in the days of Abraham, God did something new.
但是在亚伯拉罕的时代，神做了一个新事。
God declared to Abraham that now he would be known as the God of Abraham.
他告诉亚伯拉罕，他将来会被称为亚伯拉罕的神。
In chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, he says,
在创世纪17章7到8节，他说，
And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your offspring after you. And I will give you to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
我要与你立，并世世代代的后裔坚立为约，做永远的约。谁要做你和你后裔的神，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和后裔永远无业。我也必做他们的神。
In Abraham's day, every nation on earth had their national gods.
在亚伯拉罕的时代，每个民族都有他们自己的神。
Every nation had their own specific mythology, all invented by them and all made up.
他们都自己创造他们自己的神话，他们自己的神。
But God would now be known, the one true God would be now known as Abraham's God, the God of the nation that would come from Abraham.
现在神将会被称为亚伯拉罕的神，这独一的真神。
And we could, if we had the time today, we could trace that theme throughout the rest of Scripture.
如果我们有时间的话，我们可以追溯这个主题，来通过圣经不同的章节来了解。
Over and over again throughout the Old Testament, God would continue to say, "I will be the God of Israel."
在整本圣经，神重重复复的告诉我们，神是亚伯拉罕，是以色列的神。
For example, we won't turn to these passages, but for example, Exodus chapter 6 and verse 7.
比如说，在出埃及记第
Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 7，
以利米亚24章第四节
，and Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 20，
以西结21章。
If you're taking notes, you can write them down and look them up later.
如果你可以的话，可以记下笔记，然后回来再看。
My point is simply that God is now set declares that He is going to be known as Abraham's God.
我的意思是说，神将会被称为亚伯拉罕的神。
And God is doing this for the sake of God. He's not doing this for Abraham's benefit, although it benefits Abraham.
他这样做并不是为了亚伯拉罕，虽然亚伯拉罕也受益，而是为了神他自己。
God is going to be known as Abraham's God, so that God can be worshipped by everyone.
神被称为亚伯拉罕的神，所以这样的话，所有人类都会来敬拜神。
So I want to ask, who did worship God during the age of promise?
所以我想问，到底谁敬拜了神，在亚伯拉罕的时代？
Like in every age, God wants to be worshipped.
在每个时代，神都要被敬拜的。
And like in every age, some people did and some people didn't.
同样的，在每个时代，有些人敬拜了神，有些人就没有。
Now I've already said that the knowledge of God was being erased in the world, but that didn't mean absolutely everyone had abandoned the knowledge of God, at least not yet.
刚才我也提到。对神的认知被万国都忘记了，但是也对神的认知并没有完全从万国中消失。
There were a few non-people who were not associated with Abraham who did still worship the one true God.
一些与亚伯拉罕没有什么关系的人，他们敬拜了神。
Now there weren't many of them.
他们这些人并不多。
In fact, if we didn't have the Bible record, we wouldn't even know about them at all.
如果我们没有圣经的话，我们可能根本都不知道这些人。
One is the example of Melchizedek.
其中之一是麦基洗德。
We find that after Abraham had rescued Lot, he meets this obscure figure, Melchizedek.
我们知道，当亚伯拉罕拯救了罗德之后，我们遇到这个似乎非常模糊的人。
Everything we know about Melchizedek is compressed into just three verses.
我们知道麦基洗德的事情完全都是在这个三个经节。
And in terms of information about Melchizedek himself, it's just verse 18 of chapter 14.
对他的描述是在创世纪14章第18节。
So we know very little about this man.
所以我们对他的了解非常少。
We know that he was.The priest of the Most High God.
我们知道他是高神的祭司。
And we know that he was also the king of the town of Salem.
我们也知道他是撒母耳。
That is also known as Jerusalem.
也叫以色耶路撒冷。
Later, of course, it became a very important town indeed.
当然后来成为一个非常重要的城市。
At this point, though, it's just another Canaanite town.
在这个时候，它只是一个地方的国王而已。
So we know that Melchizedek worshipped God.
我们知道麦基洗德敬拜神。
And that he was a king in Canaan, and that's about it.
他是个国王，他在迦南地。我们知道的就是仅此而已。
Another possibility is Job.
另外一个可能是约伯。
We're not exactly sure when the book of Job was written, but it could have been written around the time of Abraham.
我们不知道约伯记是什么时候写的，但是很可能是在亚伯拉罕的时期。
There may have been more than just these two men who, besides and Abraham, who worshipped God truly.
也许除了亚伯拉罕之外，还有其他的人。
But really, this is all we know about.
但是这些是我们所知道的。
So there were a few people who did worship God that were not Abraham, but not many.
所以我们知道，除了亚伯拉罕之外，有一些人敬拜神，但是这些人并不多。
Other than that, we can trace the Abraham and his descendants through the age of promise to see which of them did worship God.
另外，我们也可以通过亚伯拉罕看他的子孙，看到底有哪些人敬拜神。
Now the patriarchs did worship God.
以色列的先祖确实敬拜神。
And we could see this in several places, but one we could especially see this most easily in the so-called Hall of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11.
我们可以从圣经中看到这些，最著名的是在希伯来书信心的总纲。
Of course, discovering that Abraham himself worshipped God is really easy. There's read the entire account of him in Genesis, and it's obvious he was a man that he who really had faith in God.
当然，最简单的来了解亚伯拉罕的信心是从创世纪，我们可以了解到他很多关于敬拜神的事情。
The author of Hebrews simply summarizes what is quite clear in the text of Genesis.
在希伯来书提到的这些信心，或者是对亚伯拉罕信心之父的描述，是非常清楚和创世纪是一致的。
By Hebrews 11 verses 8 and 9.
希伯来书十一章八到九节。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
Abraham's whole life was a life of was a demonstration of remarkable faith in God.
亚伯拉罕的一生是他对神非常大的信心的一个展示。
When God told him to go to a land, he went, even though he didn't know where he was going.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕离开的时候，他虽然不知道要往哪里去，但是他还是做了。
When God told him he would have a son, he believed it, even though it looked like it was impossible.
当神告诉亚伯拉罕他将会有一个儿子的时候，他相信了，虽然真的是在人看来是不可能的。
And Abraham's descendants, Isaac and Jacob, they also did worship God.
亚伯拉罕的子孙以撒和雅各也敬拜神。
We find also in the Hall of Faith, in verses 20, chapter 11, Hebrews 11, verses 20 and 21, we find this summarized for us.
在希伯来书十一章二十到二十一节总结了这些人的信心。
And the author of Hebrews simply summarizing large sections of text in Genesis that if we had time we could also examine.
这总结了在创世纪的一些事情，我们如果有时间的话可以好好的查考。
By verses 20 and 21. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff.
20章20节，希伯来书，以撒因着信，就指着将来的事给雅各；以撒祝福雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟两个儿子各自祝福，就是帐篷敬拜神。
And he refers to a couple of stories in the life of Isaac and Jacob.
他提到关于雅各和以撒的几个故事。
Now, I think we should add when it comes to Jacob, Jacob did worship God and have faith eventually, but he didn't start out that way.
提到雅各，我们可能要提一下，雅各并不是从一开始就敬拜神，但是最终他是敬拜神的。At the
end of Jacob's life, he demonstrated he was a man of faith, but at the beginning of Jacob's life, he was kind of a scoundrel.
雅各晚年的时候，他向大家显示他是敬拜神非常有信心，但是刚开始他确实是让我们很头疼的一个人。Nevertheless,
God therefore would declare repeatedly afterwards that He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以神可以被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
If we keep reading in Hebrews 11, we also come to the record of Joseph.
如果我们继续来读希伯来书11章，我们会看到约瑟的事情。And
I'd love to spend the whole rest of the time talking about Joseph. It's a wonderful story.
我非常想花下面整个时间来讨论约瑟的信心。And
Joseph demonstrates a life of faith from really the beginning of his life to the end.
约瑟证明了对神的信心从始至终。His tribulations
in Egypt of being sold into slavery and his attitude through that could only have come because of his faith.
他对苦难、对卖为奴隶这个事情的态度是非常值得我们来学习的。So
all these worshipped God and had faith in God's promises, even though none of them saw the fulfillment of the promises they were given.
这些应许，这些人都没有看到，但是他们是相信的。But
the age of promise lasts from Abraham to Moses.
这些应许从亚伯拉罕到摩西。
So there's a gap of several centuries in there that we have very little information about.
这中间有几百年的时间，但是我们知道的很少。
And in those centuries, we know that some of the Israelites did worship God, and some of them did not.
在这几百年中，我们知道有些以色列人敬拜神，有些没有。
Because we have very little information about that time, there's no way of knowing exactly how many did and didn't.
因为我们所知道的信息非常少，所以我们不知道到底多少人敬拜了，有多少人没有。
The author of Hebrews points out to us that Moses' parents are examples of people who did have faith in God.
在希伯来书，我们可以看到，摩西的父母是对神有信心的。
Hebrews 11:23 mentions Moses at his birth.
希伯来书11章23节提到摩西的出生。
But of course, that's not an example of the faith of Moses, but of Moses' parents.
当然，这并不是在显示摩西的信心，而是他父母的。And
there were more Israelites than just Moses' parents who worshipped God, but for most of them, we have no record.
除了摩西的父母之外，也更多的以色列人，但是我们都不知道这些人，只是他们他的父母而已。
My point is that during the age of promise, God was worshipped as the God of Abraham.
我主要要说的是，在亚伯拉罕的时代，这些以色列人敬拜神，把他当作神。And
he was worshipped by some.
他确实被有些人来敬拜。But
many others did not.
但是更多的人没有。
Most nations on earth continue to walk in the paganism they already had.
更多的民族是像他们以前一样，来敬拜假神。
So in terms of the worship of God, over this 500-year span, for most nations of the world, nothing much happens.
在这500年当中，更多的人真的是敬拜假神像，好像什么事情都没有发生似的。
They were already pagans at the beginning, and they were still pagans at the end.
他们本来就不敬拜神，最终也是还是不敬拜神。
Paul makes this point in the book of Acts.
保罗在使徒行传提到这个事。
When he says in Acts chapter 14, verse 16, that in past generations he allowed all nations to walk in their own ways.
在使徒行传14章16节提到，更多的人是背离了神，神也义正他们。
And that probably by this point should not surprise us.
但我们也不应该为此感到奇怪。
But even within the people of Israel, after the age of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even many Israelites turned to paganism as well.
即使是以色列人，从亚伯拉罕、雅各和以撒之后，更多的以色列人也背离了神。
When you read about the Exodus and the wilderness wanderings,
当你读到以色列人在旷野的时候。
And you read about the number of times God had to work with this with the people and with a people difficult to work with.
多次会读到神必须真的要给这些以色列人一起做工，他们这些人是非常难对付的。
The reason was because many of them did not truly worship God.
原因是很多人并不是真正的敬拜神。
Amos, a prophet who lived many centuries later, made this exact point.
先知阿摩西在几个世纪之后也提到了这一点。
Amos writes in Amos chapter 5, verses 25 to 27. Did you bring to me sacrifices and offerings during the 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You shall take up Sekuth, your king, and Kiyun, your star god, the images you made for yourselves, and I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the Lord God of hosts.
阿摩西书，以色列家，你们在旷野40年，岂是将金物和贡物献给我呢？你们还有自己所造之摩洛的帐幕和偶像龛，并你们的神星。The
point that Amos is making is that even in the wilderness, you continue to worship your idols that you chose for yourselves.
我要说的是，即使在旷野，这些人还是继续来敬拜偶像。
Amos's point is that even for the people of his own day, is that you did that in the past and you're still doing it, and I will, and God is going to call you into account for that.
阿摩西的论点是，刚开始你是敬拜假神的，到现在还是在敬拜假神，所以神要拿你问罪。
My point is that we shouldn't see the nation of Israel as a people that all of them completely worship God and as they should.
我要说的是，以色列人并不是所有的人都敬拜神。
God did not bless Israel because they were better than other nations.
神祝福以色列并不是他们比其他的民族更好。
So we find that in the age of promise, God became known as the God of Abraham.
我们可以看到，通过这个应许，我们知道神是亚伯拉罕的神。
During this age, like in every age, some people worshiped God and had faith, and some people did not.
在这个时代，有些人敬拜神，有些人没有。
Even within the nation of Israel that came to be, some did and some did not.
即使以色列人，他们将来要成为一个国家，他们也是有的敬拜神，有的没有。But
God continued to be known as the God of Abraham and continued to bless Abraham's descendants.
但是神继续被广为知道是亚伯拉罕的神，他还继续来祝福以色列。
Now, we talked last time about the threefold covenant that God gave with Abraham.
上一次我们提到神与亚伯拉罕之约的三层祝福。
Large portions of this promise has already been fulfilled in history.
很大 一部分这个应许已经被实现了。
And over the last 4,000 years, we can trace at least five things that have already happened.
在过去4000年，我们可以看到很多已经实现了。
Right from the beginning, and over again, God promised that He would bless Abraham.
从一开始，神不断说神会祝福亚伯拉罕。
And of course, God did bless Abraham personally in a great way.
但神也确实大大的祝福亚伯拉罕他自己。
And again, we could look at large sections of Scripture to prove this.
当然，我们可以看到很多圣经的章节来证明这一点。
The passage that I've selected is a summary statement of this idea.
我选择的是对这个观点的总结。
This is in the context of Abraham's servant finding a wife for Isaac.
这是在亚伯拉罕的仆人要为他儿子以扫找妻子这个章节当中。
And basically, what he's doing at this point is simply summarizing who Abraham is and what has happened to him over the decades since they lost contact with him.
这些章节主要是来讲到底神是怎样祝福了亚伯拉罕，到底发生了什么事情。
And he simply emphasizes all the prosperity that God has given to Abraham.
他强调了神给亚伯拉罕的各种各样的财富。
He says in verses 34 to 36 of chapter 24.
在创世纪24:34-36.
So he, that is Abraham's servant, said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He's given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to him, my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has.
耶和华大大的赐福给我主，使他昌大，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、土地、骆驼和驴。我主人的妻子撒拉年老的时候，给我主人生了一个儿子。我主人也将一切所有的都给了这个儿子。
And the rest of this touching love story is how God brought Isaac and Rebekah together.
下面的故事是一个动人的关于以撒和利百加的故事。
My point simply is that God did bless Abraham greatly, just as He had promised to do.
我要说的是，神确实就像他所说的，大大的祝福了亚伯拉罕。
Now God also told Abraham something else.
神也告诉亚伯拉罕其他的事情。
He said, "I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you."
我会祝福那些祝福你的人，会诅咒那些诅咒你的人。
He said that right at the beginning in chapter 12.
他在第十二章就这样说。
Well, already in Abraham's life, we can see that God did exactly that.
我们从亚伯拉罕的生命也可以看到这一点。
And once again, I've picked a summary statement of this idea.
又是来选择一些可以总结这个观点的章节。
There are several stories in Genesis that demonstrate this concept, but the author of Psalms gives us an excellent summary of the idea that God blessed those who blessed Abraham and called into account those who tried to harm him.
在创世纪有几个地方，神都这样来证明亚伯拉罕对亚伯拉罕的应许，但是在诗篇有一部分是证明的非常清楚，神祝福那些祝福亚伯拉罕的，也对那些不祝福亚伯拉罕的来讨债。
Psalm 105:12-15。
诗篇105:12-15。
When they, that is Israel, were few in number and of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He, God, allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, Touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm.
当时他们，这是指的是以色列先祖，人民有限，数目稀少，并且在那地有寄居的。他们从这邦移到那邦，从这国行到那国，他不容什么人欺负他们，为他们的缘故责备君王，说不可为难我受膏的人，也不可虐待我的先知。
Now there were at least three stories in the book of Genesis where something like that happened.
在创世纪中至少有三处是记载这件事情。
Twice Abraham lied about who his wife was, and Sarah was taken into the harem of some king.
两次亚伯拉罕撒谎关于撒拉的身份，他就被带到王宫里。
And in that disaster, God was merciful to Abraham and rescued Sarah out of that.
在这个灾难中，神拯救了撒拉，把他从王宫中带出来。
So Abraham doesn't come off in those stories looking very good, but God demonstrates that he is a God that in his mercy he will continue to bless Abraham as he promised.
当然在这个故事当中亚伯拉罕并不是很好看，但是神的怜悯让他来可以看到神是祝福亚伯拉罕。
And in the disaster that Jacob experienced at Shechem,
在灾难中，以撒也经历了Shechem 这个故事。
You can read about it in Genesis chapter 34 and 35.
在创世纪34:35.
A disaster that led to the destruction of the entire town.
这个灾难临到这个整个村庄。
And that Jacob found himself in danger of being wiped out by the Canaanites because of the scandalous actions of his sons. And once again, the patriarch and his sons come off looking quite badly.
当然再一次以色列的先祖和他们这些孩子也真的是很难堪。
And God demonstrates that He will continue to keep His covenant and protect Jacob.
再一次，神证明他会继续来保护雅各和他们的孩子。
So in all of these fiascos, God demonstrated that He would do just as He said, He would protect Abraham and treat others depending on how they treated Him and His descendants.
这些所有的故事都证明神会保守亚伯拉罕的子孙，他也会根据他人怎样对待亚伯拉罕的和他的子孙来决定对那些人的态度。
Now God also promised to make a great nation out of Abraham.
神也应许神会让一个大国从亚伯拉罕而出。
And the nation of Israel became exactly that.
以色列国也确实是这样发生了。
The story of the Exodus opens with a statement that Israel became a great people.
出埃及记就是这样来描述以色列人是一个大的民族。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 7 has all these terms to talk about God multiplying Israel.
出埃及记第一章第七节是提到神大大的祝福以色列人，他们人数非常多。
Despite as impossible as it looked at first, God did exactly what He promised. He made a great nation out of Israel.
刚开始看起来非常的不可能，但是神确实做到了。他们在亚伯拉罕的后代有一个大国出来。
For God didn't give the land of Canaan to Israel just as He promised.
另外，神也确实按照他的应许，把迦南地给了他们。
Now Joshua chapter 21 is a long, rather difficult passage of scripture to read.
约书亚记一章是一个非常长的、可能困难的一个章节。
It's full of names that nobody can pronounce, giving of places that nobody can remember.
有很多人的名字很难念，也记不得他们。
That lays out in painstaking detail the land that God gave to promise to give to Israel.
把神要给以色列人的地描述的非常的详细。
And at the end, we're given this summary statement that in effect tells us God kept His word to give the land of Canaan to Israel.
最终，这个章节总结了神要给亚伯拉罕子孙的这块地。
And that's what I have on the screen behind you, Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 to 45.
这是在屏幕上显示的约书亚记21:43-45.
And there's one final part to this blessing that God gave to Abraham.
最后，神给亚伯拉罕的应许还有一部分。
Not only did God promise Abraham descendants and a land, he promised him blessing that would flow to the entire world.
神自己应许要祝福亚拉罕和他的子孙，并且给迦南地给他们，并且神给亚拉罕的祝福会流向整个全人类。
The greatest example of this, the fulfillment of this, is in Jesus Christ, the Son of Abraham.
这个应许的实现是通过耶稣，也就是亚拉罕的子孙。
It is the coming of Jesus Christ that is the greatest blessing to the world. And of course, Jesus is the descendant of Abraham.
耶稣的到来是对人类最大的一个祝福，当然耶稣也就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Apostle Paul makes this point in Galatians chapter 3.
使徒保罗在加拉太书提到了这一点。
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel before to Abraham, saying, In you all nations shall be blessed.
加拉太书三章八节，并且圣经既然预先阐明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国都必因你得福。
Now, from what we've said already, I hope you recognize that as God's covenant, as part of God's covenant with Abraham.
从我们刚才提到，我们可以看出，这是神给亚伯拉罕应许的一部分。
And Paul lets us know that this promise is fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ.
保罗让我们看到，神与亚伯拉罕的约在耶稣的到来就已经实现了。
Now, it would be worth our time if we had it to spend the time looking at the entire chapter in detail.
如果我们有时间，很值得我们来看这整个章节。
But instead, I'll emphasize this point a few verses later in chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
但是现在，我只想来强调第三章第十三节到第十四节。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that in Jesus Christ the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith.
今既我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂上木头上的，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到万邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
This promised blessing that God would bless all nations through Abraham came when Jesus died on the cross and provided salvation for all mankind.
这个应许的祝福，就是通过耶稣在十字架上，可以让这个祝福临到整个人类。
Now, the covenant with Abraham is an eternal covenant.
与亚伯拉罕的约是永久的约。
So there are some things that continue to be fulfilled even to this day.
所以这个约的一部分还在继续实现。
God's covenant with Abraham guarantees that Israel as a people will continue to exist as a nation.
神与亚伯拉罕的约，其中一部分是以色列人将会作为一个民族继续存在。
God promised to Abraham that this covenant would be throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant in Genesis chapter 17, verse 7.
在创世纪十七章十七节，神是说，神与亚伯拉罕的约是永久的约，世世代代都存在。
Jeremiah re-emphasizes this same point many centuries later.
耶利米在耶利米书，也就是几世纪之后，又强调这一点。
And in Jeremiah 31, verses 35 to 37, God explains that Israel will always continue to be a people.
在耶利米书31:35-37，神说，以色列人将会永远作为一个民族存在。
He says that There are some conditions, if you want to say that Israel is going to cease as a people, some easier things have to happen first before the harder thing of the extinction of Israel has to happen.
神说, 一些比较无力的事情如果发生的话，那以色列这个民族将会从地球上消失，这个从地球上消失是更难的事情。
If the sun ceases to shine,
如果太阳在发光,
and the moon ceases to exist,
如果月亮不存在,
if you can blot out the stars out of the heavens,
如果你可以遮挡所有的星星,
if you can do those easy things, then you can extinguish the nation of Israel as a nation.
如果你可以做这些好像容易的事情，那你就可以把以色列人从地球上毁灭。
Before you can try, you can hope to extinguish the nation of Israel, first you have to be able to measure the heavens.
在把以色列人从地球上消除掉之前，你要能够有这样的能力，把天上这些东西都能够除掉做到。
And let's not forget when Jeremiah is writing this.
不要忘记耶利米是在什么时候写的这个。
Jeremiah writes after the exile.
耶利米是在以色列人从被放逐之后回来的时候写的。
It looks like Israel is already finished, done.
那时候好像是以色列人已经被彻底的毁灭了，他们已经非常的软弱。
They have been carried off to Babylon.
他们被带到巴比伦。
What's happened to every other nation in the world where that happens to?
那是怎样对几乎世上其他的国家是怎样的一回事呢？
Usually within about 3 or 4 generations, they lose their identity as a people.
一些民族在三四代人当中，可能他们的自己对自己的认知就已经完全模糊消失了。
Well, Jeremiah wrote that 2,500 years ago.
耶利米是在2500年之前写的。
Israel continues to exist as a nation.
以色列人继续是一个民族在存在。
The second thing is that Israel is guaranteed the rights to the land of Israel forever.
另外一部分的应许是神承诺他们将会永远的拥有迦南地。
Ezekiel makes the same point that Genesis chapter 17 does.
以西结把创世纪17章所说的来重复了。
Now Ezekiel 47 makes for difficult reading again because it has a lot of difficult names and things in it.
以西结说四十七章可能比较难读，因为有很多比较难读的名词。
It lays out in painstaking detail the borders of the land of Israel.
这一章把以色列人他们要得的块地的边界描述得非常详细。
The borders of that land are marked out on the map behind me.
这块地的边界在这张地图上显示得非常清楚。
Now Ezekiel also writes after the exile.
以西结是在这个放逐他们回来之后写的。
There is no land of Israel when he writes this. It's all Babylon.
在他写的时候，以色列的地还不存在，他这块地还是属于巴比伦的。
And the borders that he prophesied never actually came to be in history.
以西结所预言的这些边界在历史上还不存在。
Now God always keeps his promises.
但神一直是信实的。
So Ezekiel's prophecy will come to pass.
所以以西结的预言会实现。
But it hasn't happened yet.
虽然还没有实现。
So God has guarantees Israel the right to possess the land of Israel forever.
所以神保证以色列人将会拥有。
Now that doesn't guarantee that they will actually be able to live in the land of Israel at all times.
虽然神并没有允许他们会永远住在这块地上。
After all, the exile happened.
因为他们被放逐了。
And at various times in history, Israel has not been in their land because God has judged them.
在 在不同的时期，神定罪给以色列人，所以他们也没有在这块地上住。
But God gave that land as a permanent possession to Israel, and He will not break His word.
神把迦南地给他们做一个永远的产业，神不会违背他的誓言。
The final part of the continuing fulfillment for the Abrahamic covenant concerns the whole world.
神给亚伯拉罕的约最终的一部分是要影响到整个人类。
Right now, Israel does not enjoy God's blessings.
现在以色列人并没有完全的享受神给他们的祝福。
Israel has temporarily been set aside.
暂时以色列人被放在一边。
And Paul makes this point in Romans chapter 11.
在罗马书十一章，保罗就提到这一点。
But that setting aside is only temporary.
但是被他们被放在一边，只是暂时的。
And when God restores Israel to the place of blessing, that will mean even greater blessings for Israel.
当神复兴以色列的时候，更大的祝福会来到，这个祝福将会临到全人类。
And once again, there's a lot we could say here.Romans chapter 11, verses 11 to 15. So I ask, did they, Israel, stumble in order that they should fall? By no means. Rather than through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles so as to make Israel jealous. Now if their trespasses means riches for the world and their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean?
11章11节到12节，我且说，是要对以色列人说，对外邦人说，他们的下是要他们跌倒吗？倒不是，反倒因他们的过失，就连变到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。如果他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰富呢？
Paul is saying, is Israel finished as a nation forever? Are they done? Have they stumbled and fallen and been removed and that's it?
保罗是在说，以色列人难道他们完蛋了吗？他们确实是跌倒不再起来了吗？难道他们就要从地球上消失吗？不是，是的。
He says, absolutely not.
他说绝对不是的。
Instead, God has temporarily allowed Israel's transgressions to bring blessing to the Gentiles, to us.
相反是神让以色列的跌倒来成为外邦人的祝福，也就是我们。
But if that's true, then how much more than when they are restored will bring even greater blessing?
如果是这样的话，那以色列他们的复兴将会带来多大的祝福呢？
Instead, God intends.By bringing salvation to all people, that will make Israel jealous in a good way and will cause them to turn back to God.
神的意义要让以色列的视角成为外邦人的祝福，这样以色列人就会发奋来得到神的祝福。
My point is that God has already given great blessings to the world.
我要说的是，神已经给全人类很多的祝福。
The blessing of salvation through His Son Jesus Christ.
神通过他的儿子耶稣给全人类的祝福，这个救恩。
And as wonderful as that is, God is not quite done with giving the blessings to the world.
这个救恩虽然非常的美，但是这个祝福还不仅如此。
One day Jesus will return.
有一天耶稣会再来。
And when he rules and reigns here on earth, that will bring great blessing too.
当他统治全世界的时候，这个祝福是非常好的。
So we have seen that God has kept and will keep his promise to Abraham.
目前我们看到神已经实守了他对亚伯拉罕的祝福的应许，他将会继续是信实的。
And the details of this promise were not given simply so that Abraham might be blessed.
这个应许并不是要只是祝福亚伯拉罕自己。
Instead, it was part of God's whole program to bring blessing to the whole world.
而是神要通过他来祝福整个全人类，这是一个大的一个计划。
And that blessing for all continues to reverberate to this day.
祝福整个全人类是一个反复来重复的一个主题，在我们整个世界。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you that you are such a wise God.
神啊，我们感谢你，你是那样的明智。
And that so many centuries ago, you gave a promise to a man that the whole world might be blessed.
多少世纪之前，你向一个人应许，这样整个人类都会被祝福。
And now today, 4,000 years later, we get to enjoy those blessings.
今年4000年之后，我们再享受这个祝福。
Blessings already so great that we cannot begin to account for them.
这个祝福是这样大，我们都数不过来。
And we praise you for being the God of Abraham.
因你是亚伯拉罕的神，我们来称赞你。
We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.